You know, there's a specific kind of anxiety that comes with running a paid community.
Oh, yeah.
You build this beautiful platform, you get the payments set up, you welcome your first members, and then you wake up the next morning and realize, oh no.
Now I have to entertain them forever.
Forever, it's the feed beast, and it is insatiable.
It really is. And it doesn't care if you have the flu or if you're on vacation.
Not one bit. And that is exactly what we are unpacking today. We're looking at what happens when you take the current darling of the community world, dash circle so so, and you wire it up to something that creates content automatically.
Right. So we've got Circle, which is sort of the home, and then this new player, Auto Content API, which they're calling the engine.
Exactly. And the mission for this deep dive is to really see if that combination actually works.
Can you automate that grind of community management without it feeling like a robot took over your business?
Yes, because that's the fear, right?
Yeah.
That you just trade your soul for efficiency.
It is. The promise is huge, you know, turning raw data into podcasts and videos while you sleep. But you have to look past the marketing.
We do. Is this actually usable for a normal business owner, or is it just another piece of vaporware?
I think the best place to start is with the problem itself. Because if you don't really feel the pain of community churn, the solution won't make any sense.
Let's do that. So, Circle. For anyone who isn't deep in the creator economy, it's pretty much won the war for community platforms. It's where you see people like Ali Abdaal or Jay Shetty hosting their paid memberships. It's not a Facebook group, it's a dedicated white-labeled app.
Correct. And the genius of Circle is that it solves that fragmentation problem. Before, you had your course on Teachable, your chat on Slack, your events on Zoom.
Almost all over the place.
Yeah. Circle creates what they call mental availability by putting all of it under one roof. It's like a unified operating system for your audience.
Which is fantastic for the user. But here's the catch, and I saw this in the forums we looked at. When you centralize everything, the silence gets a lot louder.
That's a good way to put it.
If I log into a Slack group and it's quiet, I just assume people are busy. But if I log into a Circle community that I pay, say, $100 a month for, and the feed hasn't moved in 3 days,
You feel ripped off. That's the value gap. When people pay for a community, they aren't just paying for access, they're paying for flow.
Flow, yeah, a stream of insights, connection, news.
And the math of providing that manually just doesn't work anymore. We ran some of the industry numbers.
It's staggering. To do it right, you'd need, what, a weekly podcast, daily discussion prompts, maybe a weekly video.
And to do that manually, you're talking a full-time job.
Yeah.
Or if you outsource it, a decent podcast editor is easily a few hundred dollars an episode.
Video is thousands a month. And even just a good research-backed article can take 4, 5, 6 hours to write.
So you either burn out doing it yourself or you burn through your cash hiring a team.
And that's the bottleneck. Your community just stops growing because you physically cannot produce enough content.
Precisely. And this is where this idea of content transformation comes in.
Okay, content transformation. That sounds a little buzzwordy. Break that down for me. How is this different from me just asking ChatGPT to write a blog post?
It's a good question. So ChatGPT is a chat interface. You type, it types back. It helps you create content transformation. And specifically, what Auto Content API does is more architectural.
Architectural.
Yeah, it's about taking an asset you already have, a PDF, a technical manual, a long article, and programmatically converting it into a totally different media format.
So it's not help me write this, it's more like here is the source material, give me the finished product.
Exactly. And the most famous example of this recently was Google's Notebook LM. I'm sure you saw that go viral.
The AI podcast tool, yeah, where you'd upload a file and two AI hosts would just banter about it. It was
Yeah.
everywhere for like a week.
It was impressive. But here's the key distinction that the sources highlight. Notebook LM is a consumer toy. It's a walled garden.
Meaning you have to manually drag and drop your file. You can't automate it.
Exactly. You can't build a business on it because you can't connect it to your other systems. Auto Content API is positioning itself as the enterprise alternative. It's headless.
Headless, meaning no pretty website to click around in. It's just code that runs in the background.
Right. And that distinction is everything if you're trying to run a Circle community at scale.
Okay, let's make this tangible. I want to walk through a specific use case because API can get abstract fast. Let's say I'm a course creator on Circle. I teach, I don't know, advanced forensic accounting.
A sexy topic.
The sexiest. So I have this course, it's text heavy, right? 50 PDFs explaining tax law and fraud detection. It's dense, it's dry.
And your completion rates are probably terrible because nobody wants to read 50 PDFs after a long day at work.
Exactly. In the old world, what would I do? I'd have to sit down, write a script, record myself explaining it all, edit the audio.
That's weeks of work. You're probably not going to do it.
I'm not. It just stays as a PDF.
Right. So with the Auto Content API, the workflow changes. You'd take those 50 PDFs and you'd upload them to the API. You then select the audio conversation endpoint.
Which is just a fancy way of saying, make me a podcast.
Pretty much. And within minutes, you get back an audio file for every single one of those PDFs.
And it's not just a robot reading the text.
No, this is the key. It's two synthetic voices having a conversation about the text. They'll use analogies, they'll ask each other questions, they'll banter a bit.
Okay, see, that's the part that always trips me up. Does it actually sound good? Or does it sound like two GPS navigators arguing about a turn?
The tech has moved incredibly fast. The source material talks about natural prosody, that's the rhythm and flow of speech. These new models include ums, ahs, interruptions.
So they sound human.
Startlingly human. So for your forensic accounting students, instead of forcing them to read a PDF on the train home, you can give them a private podcast feed right inside Circle.
And suddenly my dwell time, the amount of time users are spending in my community, goes through the roof.
Exactly. You've turned homework into content, and you didn't record a single word yourself.
But the API does more than just the audio, doesn't it? I was looking at the feature list, and it mentioned something like pedagogical support.
Yes. This is where it gets really interesting for educators. At the same time it generates that podcast, it can also generate a structured quiz, a summary, and key takeaways, all from that same PDF.
So I could theoretically upload one raw document and the system populates a full Circle course module for me. The audio lecture, the text summary, and the quiz to test their knowledge.
Zero touch course creation. You are still the expert. It was your source material. But all the packaging of that expertise is handled by the machine.
That's a massive unlock for the back catalog. I bet every expert listening has a hard drive full of old content just gathering digital dust.
It's dormant digital inventory. This just activates it.
Okay, so that covers static content, courses, archives, but what about the day-to-day? The biggest reason people cancel their Circle subscription is because the community feels stale. They want news.
This is the newsjacking capability. And frankly, this is where the Auto Content API starts to look less like a tool and more like an employee.
An employee that doesn't sleep.
Or ask for a raise. The feature combines social listening with deep research.
Okay, how does that actually work? Listening is a pretty broad term.
It connects to live data streams, DEX, Reddit, news feeds. You set up triggers. Let's say you run a Circle community for crypto investors. You'd set a trigger for Bitcoin regulation or SEC announcement.
So I was watching the wire.
247, when a story breaks, the API detects it. But, and this is critical, it doesn't just repost the link. That's what a simple bot does. This API triggers a research agent.
A research agent? What's that?
It's basically a subroutine that goes out and browses the live web. It'll read the original SEC filing. It'll check the Financial Times. It'll look at the sentiment on Reddit. It gathers the facts.
And then what? Synthesizes it into a script?
Yes. And then it can convert that script into a podcast. So imagine this. You wake up at 7 a.m. While you were sleeping, the SEC dropped a new ruling. The API caught it, researched it, wrote a script, and generated a 5-minute morning briefing audio episode.
And it could post that directly to my Circle community.
They could post it at 6:30 a.m. before you've even woken up.
So my members wake up, check their phone, and see that I've already updated them on the biggest news of the day.
You look like a superhero. You look like the most informed, hardworking leader in your industry. And you haven't even had your coffee yet.
That is, wow, that's powerful. But I have to play devil's advocate here.
Please.
A huge selling point of a paid community is access to the expert. If I find out my morning briefing is just AI, do I feel cheated?
That is the CEO paradox, right? Members want you, but you don't have time. The technology has an answer for this, and it's the voice cloning endpoint.
This is the part that makes some people a little nervous.
It's a big shift, for sure. But the utility is just undeniable. You can train the Auto Content API on your own voice. You upload maybe 10 minutes of you speaking, and it builds a model.
And now that morning briefing.
It's not in a generic AI voice. It's in your voice.
Does it capture my intonation? My cadence?
It's getting very, very close to indistinguishable. And I think transparency is key here. The smart move isn't to fake it. You label it AI briefing. but you use your voice for brand consistency.
So you maintain that parasocial connection, that feeling of closeness.
Without requiring your physical presence in a recording booth at 5 a.m. I mean, it's not that different than a celebrity using a ghostwriter for their book. We accept that.
Is it just a ghost speaker?
Exactly. It allows you to scale your persona. And it's not just audio. The source material also mentioned the Video Create Shorts endpoint.
Yes, the vertical video, the TikTok-ification of everything.
Well, Circle has an activity feed that looks a lot like Instagram. Text posts get ignored there, video wins.
So the API can take that same news briefing
and generate a vertical video, complete with an AI avatar, subtitles, maybe some stock footage.
Faceless videos, or even a custom avatar of me.
Again, the goal is frequency. If you can flood your Circle feed with 3 high-quality, relevant video updates a day, your retention rates are going to hold steady because the community feels alive.
There's one more feature in here that caught my eye. It feels like a sleeper hit. The language support.
Oh, the global expansion button.
Yeah. I mean, usually if I want to launch my community in Spanish, I have to hire a Spanish community manager, translate all my courses, record new content. It's a total nightmare.
It's a massive barrier to entry. This API supports over 50 languages. And remember, it's not just text translation.
It's audio synthesis.
Right. So you can take your forensic accounting course, which is in English, and the API can generate the Spanish audio version, the German version, and the Japanese version, all at the same time.
And you could have it automatically post to different language spaces inside Circle.
Yes. So every time you post an English update, the translated audio versions just appear for your other members.
You just multiplied your total addressable market by 5 or 10 without hiring a single new person.
That is the very definition of leverage. You're unlocking markets that were basically invisible to you before.
Okay, I want to pivot to the how. We've talked about the what and the why, but if I'm listening to this and I'm not a coder, the word API is scary.
It is. I hear API and I think, I need to hire a developer.
Right. Is that the case here?
Not anymore. We're in the era of low code. You don't need to write Python scripts. You use these glue tools.
Like Zapier or Make.com.
Exactly. And Circle already integrates heavily with Make.com. Auto Content API is designed to plug right into that system.
Okay, walk me through it. Paint me a picture of the zero-touch workflow.
Okay, so imagine a visual diagram. Yep. Step one is the trigger. That could be a new post on your blog's RSS feed or a new row in a Google Sheet.
Got it.
Step two, Make.com grabs that text and sends it over to the Auto Content API. Step three, the API does its thing, writes the script, generates the audio, creates the video. Then step four, Make.com takes those finished files and sends them to Circle, creating a brand new post in your daily update space.
So once that pipeline is built, it just flows.
It just flows. You can be on vacation and your community is still getting fresh, valuable content. You're not running on a treadmill anymore. You're building a machine.
But what about the cost? We mentioned earlier that manual production is hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Is this going to break the bank?
This is where the economics get really disruptive. The API uses a credit model. Based on the pricing in the source text, a single podcast episode costs somewhere between, say, 10 cents and 2 euros.
Wait, did you say cents?
Cents, yeah. Compare that to the $150 minimum for a human editor. It's an order of magnitude cheaper.
That changes the entire strategy. If an episode costs me $300, I need thousands of listeners to make it worth it. If it costs me 20 cents.
You can make content for an audience of 5 people.
The long tail.
Exactly. You can make a super specific podcast episode just for the advanced users in your community. It might only get 20 listens, but because it costs pennies to make, it's still ROI positive. You can hyper-target.
You can flood the zone with value.
You can move from a scarcity mindset, where content is precious and expensive, to an abundance mindset, where content is basically infinite and cheap.
That sounds incredible, but I want to pull back for a second and look at the bigger picture. If we do all this, if we automate the research, the writing, the voicing, the video, what's left for the human?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it?
It feels a little bit like we're automating ourselves out of a job. If the AI is the expert, why do they need me?
I don't think it removes the human. I think it elevates the human. Think about it. If you're spending 20 hours a week editing audio and writing show notes, you're not being a leader. You're being a technician.
You're just doing the grunt work.
You're doing the grunt work. If the API handles all that, you get those 20 hours back. What can you do with them? You can talk to your members one-on-one. You can host live Q&As, which AI still can't fake perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
You can focus on strategy, on curation.
Curation seems to be the key word there.
In a world of infinite content, the value isn't in creating more stuff. the value is in filtering. Your role shifts from the creator to the curator. You set the quality bar. You decide what the AI should be researching. You define the mission of the community.
It's the difference between being the bricklayer and being the architect.
That is the perfect analogy. You are designing the cathedral. The Auto Content API is just laying the bricks for you, incredibly fast and incredibly cheap.
So for the listener who's sitting on a Circle community right now, maybe feeling a bit burnt out, what's the first step?
Pick one bottleneck. Don't try to automate everything tomorrow. Pick one thing. Maybe it's your weekly news update. Maybe it's creating audio versions of your most popular articles.
Start small.
Start small. Set up a simple make.com workflow. Connect your blog's RSS feed to the API and have it post to a hidden private space in Circle just to test it out.
See if it passes the sniff test.
Exactly. Once you see the quality and once you realize you just created genuine value for 10 cents, the gears in your brain will just start turning. You'll see the potential for a self-driving community.
The self-driving community. I like that. It implies you're still in the car, you're still deciding the destination, but you aren't the one sweating in traffic.
And that's the only way to scale in this economy without losing your mind.
Well, there you have it. A look under the hood of the Circle and Auto Content API stack. It really does seem like we're moving from an era of content creation to one of content orchestration.
It's a brave new world for sure.
Before we go, I want to leave you with one final thought. We talked about voice cloning and digital twins today. If your community can run, speak, and teach without you, at what point does the community belong to the algorithm? And at what point does it still belong to you? Or does it even matter, as long as the members are learning and getting value?
Something to chew on.
Thanks for diving deep with us today. We'll catch you in the next one.